Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I got a frog still, and I think it's a medical condition, but it is what it is. I want you to know that we just wrapped up, and I actually didn't get a chance to kind of close on these presidential vetoes. I just literally ended up kind of covering, and actually there was a little bit more that we did not get into regarding Andrew Jackson's veto. A couple more quotes and so forth. So we're going to cover the last couple of comments, but what I really want to do is kind of put it all into context for you. And so one of the last things he said, and this is really kind of the paradigm. If you understand the concept of we the people, right? This is how he kind of put it. This is towards the very end. It's like page 7 of 9 pages. If it be the wish of the people that the construction of roads and canals should be conducted by the federal government, it is not only highly expedient, but indispensably necessary that a previous amendment of the Constitution delegating the necessary power and defining and restricting its exercises with reference to the sovereignty of the states should be made. Without it, nothing extensively useful can be effected. The right to exercise as much jurisdiction as is necessary to preserve the road or to preserve the works and to raise funds by the collection of tolls to keep them in repair cannot be dispensed with. Now, first off, I hope you recognize that the concept of tolls was, you know, a part of reality back in those days. And, you know, here they were actually going down. I don't know if you've ever noticed, there's a huge difference between the Eastern mentality and the Western mentality, because the Eastern mentality, you got all these toll roads or turnpikes, and you pay to drive on those roads. Over on the West side, it's, you know, entitlement. I mean, everybody's entitled to drive on those roads, and it's free and so forth. Now, there are toll roads for people that don't want to be sitting in traffic. And it's always bothered me to see that they will take a through fare. So if you understand what it takes to build a road, you're going to build, this is the first time you're going to build a road. Well, you've got to do a lot of engineering. You got to do, you know, the clearing, excavation, you got to lay down the concrete and everything else. And here, supposedly, a private industry has come along and right next to you has created a couple of lanes that they call toll roads, and they make you pay for those, and they're going to own and operate that by license or lease by the state. And I'm going, hold it. They didn't even really build the road. They're just piggybacking on taxpayer effects to create an avenue for revenue. To me, I just think that that's reprehensible, that we allow them to do that and segregate. Is it government's responsibility to allow congestion? Or if, because let's look at this at the state level. Is it in the best interest of the state to hinder productivity? Where does the state make its money? The state makes its money on productivity, not hindering productivity. The state should be looking at ways they can improve productivity as much as possible, because then they have a boon in revenues to help improve productivity even more. It is in the best interest of the state to make sure that everybody has broadband access. And if everybody could get on the freeway and flow based on the, you know, the safety levels and all of that, in other words, going the speed limit, not stop and go traffic. If not, then in essence, your government is failing. If you're caught up in traffic for over an hour, and believe me, I've lived in areas where it took hours to commute. How much of that time is being wasted? Bottom line, you have to start understanding that there is only one mechanism to allow the federal government to get their grubby mitts into our pockets and into managing, controlling the roles, responsibilities, and powers of interstate highways and waterways and so forth. It's the same thing with the federal aviation, right? I mean, where in the Constitution does the federal government have the power to control aviation? It's a huge mistake because now they can actually constrain you even better and control us better. It's not about trying to improve how we can be more productive. It's about how well they can control us to make sure they have the ultimate say on who can travel, who can't travel, how you're going to travel, and so forth. And so anyway, it would be best that we dismantle the Department of Transportation and restore that to the states and allow the states, the Confederacy, these sovereign states, to look into creating a separate polity, a separate body, a conference, or what have you, that would actually represent the interests of the state, so that the state, as far as interstate commerce and so forth, will allow a greater flow of commerce. You got to understand that when it comes to East Coast to West Coast commerce, you know, there's far more effective ways of doing it than just putting it on the road, like a railway system. But we don't necessarily use it. But actually, they're starting to use that. And they're proving that that may be cheaper in long hauls and those types of things. You got to understand also that shipping is another good mechanism, but we don't have canals. And the cost of building canals is just ridiculous. So it is in the interest of all of the states to figure out what the infrastructure is required to really help provide the flow of commerce and understanding what each state's commerce requirements are for exporting and importing the different types of products that are made throughout the United States. It's ludicrous to think that it's cheaper to buy something from China on the West Coast than it is to have it shipped across the United States. We have to start looking, and the states, the only reason we have these infrastructure problems is because the federal government owns it. When the states own it, they'll actually be able to address what their problems are, and they'll have representation. Truly, in a Republican form of government, that's the essence. You have to have full representation. And when you get into these federal bureaucracies, there's no representation anymore. The only representation may be in Congress, and those people are only supporting agendas based on those who put them in office. The Senate is bought out and controlled by nothing but lobbyists and people that have big dollars to pay for those seats. This is one of the biggest reasons why the 17th Amendment needs to be rescinded. I'm just trying to put it in perspective. We've got three presidents now that have proven that we have to amend the Constitution if the federal government is going to control our infrastructure like they're doing. Bottom line, they violated the Constitution and they're exercising. Obviously, this is one power that is unconstitutional, and that's irrefutable because Madison said so, because James Monroe said so. And believe it or not, even the first Democratic president, Andrew Jackson, said so. Interesting. If you understand, back in those days, parties were maybe ideologically different, but bottom line, they still understood that there was a constitution that we had to comply to. And it wasn't until we got further and further and further away from the framers' days and their understanding that the compact is, you know, that the states are the owners and the controllers of that compact. And by that point in time, the federal government had completely hoodwinked and completely, you know, convinced everybody that, oh, they're better off to let, you know, they have the bigger purse. They, you know, they can help you. And every time they've offered help, they have done nothing but, you know, subjugate and have thrown us into situations where we're being compelled. So before we get into marketing, there's just a couple things I need to say. That the show is also sponsored by ReclaimTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And this is really, really the only show. I'm not here to entertain. I am here to give you the data, give you the information that you normally would have never have gotten in the education system to prove how important these founding documents are so that we can actually understand and put the Constitution into context, the real context, the way the framers defined it. So when we come forward, when I come forward in the next week or so, we are going to start again with the ratification base because we're almost through this standard, I'll just call it the standard diet or the buffet of information. We've covered looking back at it, we've covered the scale of liberty, republicanism, natural law, our enumerated constitutions versus a general constitution. We've covered Madison's view on property and how we have rights in our property and property in our rights. So when they start stealing your ability to your religious expression, they have stolen property from you. We can't allow this to happen. Would you let somebody steal your car? Is your car more precious than your salvation or your relationship with Christ or your creator, whomever that is? I'm here to tell you that We go through this for the reason of understanding these things and their importance and their relevance in our government so that we can put our government into context to the Constitution. That's how we do it with Republic Review. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and Republic Review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so there's a few other things we kind of want to cover before we really get into the marketing. First off, you've heard me ask you before, please, please, anybody that has like-minded perspective as you do, if you know anybody that is a patriot, get them, introduce them to this content. We're not looking for money. We're looking to educate people. We're looking to help inform people that there's actually a solution. We want people to know what that solution is, what we need to do so that they can get engaged in the solution. I can't tell you, as I see this all the time, if you're not active in the solution that will solve all of our problems, not just one problem, then you are a part of the problem. The only way you become a part of the solution is when you've engaged and embraced the entire solution. So what does that mean? There are organizations out there that are very myopic, a lot of them. And there's nothing wrong with these organizations because they're patriotic and they're calling evil evil and trying to do a good thing. But they're not trying to really solve the problem. They're only trying to solve one particular problem. If we start recognizing that their problem is equally associated to every other myopic group, patriotic myopic group's problem, then you'll realize that the one thing they all have in common is that their problem is stemming from noncompliance to the Constitution, and typically, 95% of the time, that's the federal government not complying to the, you know, like the environment, energy, abortion, marriage, all of these different things the federal government has had their hands in. And they've done it unconstitutionally. So if you want to be, if you want to engage in a real solution-based process and activity, there is only one, and that is Republic Review. Republic Review audits, lays out every single violation, calls them out, and says, stand these down. We go through this all the time, and we've actually gone through Republic Review. And I think what we're going to do before we get into the ratification debates, there's a couple of things I still need to cover. I need to cover Madison's letter to John G. Jackson. I also need to cover Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And then we're actually going to go through the, you know, the argument for Republic Review and then the model. Then we will actually dive back into the ratification debates. And we're going to go through the ratification debates in context to the things that are important. You know, and we cover impeachment just because there was so much focus on the impeachment of the president. There was really no good process for impeaching a public servant. Now, the Constitution is very clear on how to impeach the president. Now, what do we do about Congress, about the senators, about judges and so forth? Section 3 of the 14th Amendment covers that. So hopefully I'll have my article done. I've got to get this done. I've just been pulled in all these different directions, and it's all good. Being busy as I am and trying to do as much as I am, it's a good thing, right? I mean, the contrary is you're not doing anything, and that means that everything you're doing is a waste of time or it's not being productive. So anyway, please, please, please send out information regarding Republic Review. As a matter of fact, a gentleman asked me, I think it was yesterday, and I told him today, because he wanted to know, hey, can I use your stuff? You can send out my articles to anybody, but you have to do it for free. If I find out anybody is making money off of this work, then I will come after you, because this is not about enriching one's, you know, oneself. This is about, you know, actually serving and trying to preserve liberty, not trying to build, you know, our own entrepreneurial endeavors and put money in our pocket. So with that, I also want to kind of cover a couple more things. As you know, businesses have been deeply affected. We need to get out. And when you go to a dinner of a restaurant that's still open, call out the owner. Talk to whoever's managing if the owner isn't there and say, hey, so, you know, how bad did this really shut you down? Oh, well, it was terrible. Put it into context for them. You say, you do realize that this was done politically, right? I mean, it wasn't the you know, the your pastor. It wasn't the, you know, the religious leader of the area that said you had to do this. This was done politically. Oh, well, yeah, I completely get that. Then you put it into context. If you're not involved politically as a business, then you are allowing politics to affect you directly. Next time, you may not survive. You better start actually investing in politics for the political outcomes that you want to see. Lower taxes, you know, more liberty with your business and so forth. Put it into context for them, and they'll start connecting the dots and going, oh my gosh, here I was being, you know, trying not to be, you know, there's no reason why a business can't sponsor a good patriotic organization and not actually have, you know, let's just say not necessarily, you know, put their name out there. I mean, help these people that are trying to do good things, educating people. You know, you can contribute to Republic Review. We do have a GoFundMe account out there. And by all means, every dollar that goes into that account does not come into my pocket. I say, we're not living a highfalutin lifestyle. You could easily talk to my tax accountant, and my tax accountant will tell you, I have done nothing but poured my own money into this. And I'm only just trying to get to a point where GR isn't the only one that is subsidizing the reclaiming of the Republic. So if you want to contribute, by all means, that money will go towards, you know, mailing stuff, printing stuff. I already got my basic operation, my web domain. I'm already covering those costs. But if you contribute, then that money will actually go to paying for me to get somewhere, to talk to somebody. I'm going, as a matter of fact, next weekend, I'm going to Wyoming. I would love to get some help with covering the cost of gas, and fortunately gas is cheaper, you know, and just being out there, the expense of travel, that's a huge expense, and it, you know, kind of crimps our style. But again, like I said, the Lord has blessed us, and I truly believe the Lord will bless those who are doing those things that He wants us to do. And so there's a lot of things He needs, and I believe those who contribute and those get involved will also receive the same kinds of blessings. So let's start putting it out in black and white. When you go into businesses and you ask them, hey, how did you fare? Well, at least you're still open, but you probably got hurt, huh? Yeah, I sure did. You need to start actually recognizing that you cannot sever, you know, that politics is bad for business. Actually, not getting involved in politics is bad for business, and start driving that message home. Our listen line, for those of you who can't actually hear the show on a daily basis, our listen line is 605-562-4209. Now, we kind of covered most all of the things that we, you know, need to cover that I haven't said in a long, long time. The last thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following up. Thank you for getting involved at this point. Because just by listening and sharing and doing this listener drive, you are becoming a part of the solution. There are more things that we can do, but we all have to basically be willing to be that Dutch boy to walk out into the, you know, the middle of the river in that dike and put our finger in that hole. There are many holes. We need lots of fingers, and so that we can stop the flow completely and then displace all of that water so that we can tear down the dikes. We don't need dikes anymore. Not in our constitutional republic. And I'll explain that metaphorically down the road if you want me to. Just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I would be happy to engage like I did with Eric Levy a couple of times, you know, on the show here. I called him up. We did a, you know, conversation. He had questions. We kind of, you know, he gave me the questions. So we went through those questions and, you know, and let the conversation go its own, you know, course and volition and so forth. I'm here to tell you that we want you, and we want to help you understand and help you get involved, because by doing so, I can start actually duplicating, you know, GRs out there. Okay, you may be TJ, or you may have different initials, but still, We can't do this alone. I can't do this alone. I need to start duplicating these thoughts, this paradigm, and this message with everybody. This whole message and this process is really not mine to do. It happens to be the state legislatures. So again, thank you for listening and thank you for taking the time. One of the things I do want to get into, and I want to talk about this when we come back after the break, I actually had a great opportunity of going and listening to Trevor Lawton again. He was over in Idaho, and so I went to a presentation, and what he talked about is really eye-opening. He is a subject matter expert when it comes to communism. He knows exactly how communism and how long it's infiltrated. So we're going to talk a bit about this as I kind of try to put this into context to my last marketing show when I was talking about the Bolshevik Revolution. So when we come back, we're going to start marrying this up because his presentation, you know, actually builds upon or actually creates a better foundation. So we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so I covered J. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News regarding China's involvement. I've gone through, you know, the case of how this came from Wuhan, how this is biological warfare, how China has been the enemy here. So, and as a matter of fact, anybody that has listened to my interview with Trevor Lawton just a few months ago, he, you know, because I presented to him this concept of, you know, Trump and America needs to go on the offensive and actually change the, you know, the Communist Party of China, the Chinese Communist Party, or CHICOMs. We need to change their perspective so that they're no longer driving this, you know, the boat here. And the best way to do that is actually be on the offensive, right? The best defense is a good offense. What we need to do, so I presented this to Trevor, like I said, several months ago. And moving forward, you know, in his presentation, we talked afterwards. I said, man, you should have mentioned the, you know, how Trump needs to go to Taiwan and Hong Kong, you know, in all of these states that are, you know, puppet states for China, where China's controlling them, Vietnam, you know, Nepal. And, you know, lay it out there to say, we do have this thing in the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3, that allows states to petition to become a state in the United States. Why don't you have a vote and say, we would like to become a state in the United States? And if you do that and you want to become a state in the United States, we have a process to bring you on board. Now, it may take 40 years because you got to change your currency. You got to change your language. There's things that you're going to have to do so that you can actually become a part of the United States. But if you want to become a state and embrace individual liberty and individual sovereignty and have the constitutional protections as the rest of the United States does, then, you know, have an open vote and, you know, let the people decide whether you want to do this or not. And if you do, we'll come in and help you. That will put China on their heels. They will look at that as an absolute, I mean, it's almost like we're declaring war, but we're not declaring military war. We're declaring an ideological war, because that's what we're fighting, folks. We're fighting an ideological war. That's what the Bolshevik Revolution is. It is a civil war trying to control the mass population of the world. This communist globalist government that China is a huge operator in. Every penny that China makes off of a product that you buy goes to help militarize everything that they need to do to become the dominators and take control of the world. This is why Republic Review is so important. As I've said over and over and over, the debt that we owe China is unconstitutional, because the debt that China bought went and was for the purpose of unconstitutional government. The only debt that we are accountable for is for those few things that are within the Constitution. And if you look, when you look at the budget and the outlays for health care, for the entitlement state, for Social Security, and all of these other things, that's unconstitutional. Now, everybody that's worried, oh, GR is going to dismantle the Social Security Department. Absolutely, I am, if we want to support the Constitution. But that doesn't mean that those who have entitlements coming, or I should say paid into the system and have been lied to, that doesn't mean that we can't finish and actualize, like Milton Friedman says, we're going to actualize what this debt is, but we're going to close it out. No more. We'll pay for it, and we'll have to pay for it via taxes or what have you, but no more. And as a matter of fact, there are great ways of paying for this. One of the things that I have told, and I've mentioned this before, and I'm actually going to be talking to Rob Chase pretty soon, as probably right now, or actually I'm a little bit late, so I need to, during the next break, tell him I'm running a little late. But I'm going to talk to him about how high-tech companies are not paying their fair share of revenue. If you understand that the high-tech companies are making money out of your state and not paying any revenue, then you will realize that we do not obtain the revenue that we're supposed to be getting from the high-tech companies. What this means is that every time you click on a click on a Google search and you go to a sponsored click, Google makes money on that click. So Google just engaged in commerce in your state because they just made money in your state on that click. There's zero money coming into that state for the money that Google just made out of doing commerce in your state on the internet. Do you understand that Google, Twitter, Facebook, all of these evil-doing tech companies, all these evil-doing tech companies are making money and they're not paying taxes. What would happen if all of a sudden every state was receiving their share of revenue off of, you know, Google, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, because almost all of them have forms of advertisement. That's how they make money. And they're not paying their fair share in taxes, my friends, because they are making money in your state. So it's about time we start waking up the state legislatures so that we can start shifting the tax burden onto those people who maniacally have been making money for years and years and years and have never paid a penny in that state. There's no presence of Google in South Dakota, but Google's making money off of the actions of the South Dakotians over the internet. Why aren't they paying that tax? Now, I do know that South Dakota is pretty much, I believe, their sole form of revenue is using sales tax. I honestly think they can lower their sales tax by taxing out-of-state businesses for their commerce. That's the best way to go. And I've talked to some state legislators about, well, their concerns on these types of things. And so anyway, bottom line is that there are ways that these state legislatures, that all they need to do is start looking at the real picture and the bigger picture, that they can actually start dismantling some of these things. But more importantly, they have to go after the federal government, who is doing more to constrain them than helping them. Because the federal government will come in and they'll say, hey, we're going to offer you some free grant money. All you got to do is, instead of making a regular road, you got to put, or an intersection and a light, you got to put in a roundabout. The reason roundabouts, if you go to traffic calming on the Department of Transportation, you will start learning about the Agenda 21 issue, because this is technically an Agenda 21 issue where they're trying to change behavior. Because most of the day when, you know, the traffic is light, you shouldn't have to be affected every time you drive through this area by a roundabout. If you had a light, then 9 times out of 10, that light would just stay green in the middle of the night. And you could just go through without having to be encumbered. But what government is doing by putting in roundabouts, they're putting in a permanent restriction every time you drive down that road. And again, this goes back to what I was saying earlier. Is it government's responsibility to, you know, to help you be more productive? Or is it government's responsibility to hinder productivity, thus hindering their revenues that they can make off the business and the productivity that is being generated in their state? If you understand what government is doing, it's antithetical to government. But it's all about the global government agenda. And so they're doing anything and everything they can to get this free, what they call free money. I remember talking to some friends at a convention. I think it was a central committee meeting in Wyoming when they voted for and accepted the resolutions for Republic Review. That was May last year. This gentleman came up and said, hey, look, you know, what we're trying to do is blah, 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 you know, in improving our highway system. And the Department of Transportation come in and said, we got this free money. And come to find out, he said, well, if we pay for this ourselves, how much will it cost us? And bottom line, it was going to cost them the same without bringing in federal dollars. Because if you bring in federal dollars, then the contract has to go to very specific people. And it's the payola thing. I've told you this, that they are actually paying off these large corporations that will do the highway work and, you know, a higher cost and probably less effective. And the question that this gentleman had was, well, why should we do business if it's going to cost us the same thing, except you're going to actually, you know, create taxes, but we still pay the same thing? Does that make sense? Why would government be doing that? Ah, because it comes down to government controlling what you're doing. And as I pointed out, and this guy completely agreed, he says, yes, they have no power, no authority to be involved in those types of issues, those types of matters. So with that, we're going to go into a break, and we will be right back after these two promos. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much.
folks. Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so folks, back to this conversation I had with Trevor Lawton regarding that, and his, you know, he could have easily put this out, and I told him, by all means, you know, this is an idea that we all have to share, that we all need to, you know, put this out so that people, it'll start growing legs and people will realize the magnitude of what this will do strategically to take China out of controlling what they're doing in America and make them start reacting to how they're going to deal with these satellite states and these other countries that they're trying to take full control of, and making them, you know, little provinces of China, like Taiwan, Hong Kong, and so forth. So anyway, in Trevor Lawton's presentation, and if you get his new movie, he actually connects the dots regarding the communist Chinese plan. And he actually points out, and he starts naming names, how people in Congress, he identifies, you know, over 100 people in Congress, over 100 that are communists working with the Communist Party. And key people are in key positions on different committees. Trevor Lawton is a direct supporter and a huge supporter. And if you have not seen his video interview that I did with him at Red State Talk Radio, you need to go watch that. Because we had, it was about a 10-minute interview, but we got right down to it. And Trevor Lawton does not see any other mechanism other than Republic Review that will save America. There's all of these brilliant people that are pointing out this is an Agenda 21 issue. Okay, now that you've told me that, how do we get all of these Agenda 21 laws and all of this unconstitutional crap taken care of? Well, we got to, and most of these guys, you know, want to go down this really slow process that doesn't really, it'll only take care of the Agenda 21 issue. It'll only take care of abortion. It'll only take care of our Second Amendment rights. It'll only take care of education or health care. Come on, folks. We need a true elixir that will actually solve all of our problems with one good gulp. And that elixir is Republic Review. This is why I just read these resolutions from James Madison and Thomas Jefferson, so that you could actually understand what it was they were doing. surprise, GR really, it's not unique. The idea was initiated, and actually Jefferson was the first person to start really going down that process of saying, well, this is how we control government when it starts breaching the Constitution, in his book, Notes on the State of Virginia. This is why, you know, I actually have a copyright on it, because it is language. It's been an obscure idea. Nobody even understood this. And the only reason I have a copyright on this intellectual property is just due to the fact that if somebody else could walk along and take ownership of it, they can shut it down. What do you think car manufacturers do with hydrogen engines and alternate fuel, alternate types of, you know, engines out there that would make the world a better place? They go buy the patent and they shut it down. We do not want that. So what we want to do is we want to actually implement this process that even Thomas Jefferson was inspired. I've said this before. I didn't even recognize that this truly was what Jefferson and Madison were doing. Well, after I had already started distilling and forming the, you know, a very concise process of what we have today, vice what I put out in my books. As we started going through it, and they said, well, what about this? And, you know, shoot, you use the word convention. You got to stop that, because everybody thinks you're calling for a constitutional convention. So I went through and made these changes. I distilled it down. And as I started, because my focus was really on the ratification debates, and I started looking at all these other really important documents, it jumped out. I'd already read the resolutions. I'd read them before, even, you know, Thomas Wood's book, Nullification. I kind of got that, but I knew that wasn't enough. This is where the whole concept of the audit just came to me, like in the magnitude of like a voice talking to you, this is what you need to do. That's basically how it all started. It just happened to be something that completely meshed, dovetailed with what Jefferson and Madison were trying to do. So when we start looking at this Bolshevik Revolution, when we start looking at some of the things that have been happening, there is more than enough evidence that this is all planned. This is an operation. And as a matter of fact, just going to G. Edward Griffith's news, you can start finding articles that would absolutely amaze you. One of the things he points out, the pallets of bricks were delivered to numerous U.S. cities, evidence of pre-riot planning and organization. You can start actually going through these different websites and these different newses and go through and find all of this evidence that proves that we're in the throes of a Bolshevik revolution. Folks, what are you going to do to protect your liberty? If you don't stand up and take action, if we don't start getting involved and demanding that our state legislatures do their doggone job and protect us from federal tyranny, that is the only way we can undo these unconstitutional protests and these unconstitutional measures that are coming from these globalists that are buying our government and buying these laws and protections for themselves. Folks, we can do this. It's just a little bit of effort. You know, I don't know how much time you spend on a daily basis, but I believe that if everybody took a percentage of your time and says, look, I'm going to commit to this. It's kind of like exercise. You know, I'm going to do 1 hour a day. Okay, well, that's 1/24th of your day. Or if you divide it by your productivity of your day, then, okay, that's going to be, well, 1/12th. Or, you know, 1/16th of your day, however much sleep you get. So start making commitments. Start actually writing down, I am going to do this. The most important thing that has to happen is we need to get this message into the hands of state legislators. Getting it in the hands of more people is not harmful, and it's a good thing, because then other people start, you know, reaching out to their state legislators. As I talk about it every presentation, reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And as we understand, knowledge is power, and acting upon knowledge is when we exert power. the following premise that goes with these first two premises is that the people are the fountain of political power. So if I get you equally informed so that we no longer disagree, that we recognize that this is a real tangible problem, then we can actually start getting engaged, working together. When we start succinctly and, what's a better way for saying this, concisely and, very succinctly start sending our message to the state legislatures, we don't care about jobs. We care about compliance to the Constitution. Get the federal government out of our way. We can create the jobs. We can bring in the businesses. We can use our resources instead of being hindered and restricted from logging, hindered and restricted from mining, hindered and restricted from the kinds of businesses that we have the resources to do here in this state. Get them out of our way. They have no constitutional authority to be regulating us in that fashion. If they can't create a Department of Transportation for, supporting the Commerce Clause of regulating commerce, because three presidents said that they couldn't do that, then they can't. They've only bamboozled us. We've surrendered. It's time we withdraw that surrender flag and we actually stand up and tell them, oh, by the way, you know what? This is a violation of the Constitution. You have no authority to do this and you have to cease and desist. And in addition to that, you need to dismantle and disband all of these unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, powers, laws, and everything else. And in doing that, folks, we will actually start seeing liberty being restored in our lives, in our states, in every fashion, from both a moral fashion, an educational, mental, and intellectual fashion, as well as in an economic fashion. As I have said, when you really start embracing all the components of liberty, you will actually get, these encumbrances out of the way, and we will actually begin to improve our productivity, improve our spiritual welfare. All of these types of things will just start to flourish and blossom because we're able to do those things that are available to us instead of the federal government, who believes they know better and restrict you from doing things. And if you really start looking at a lot of the crap that they do, like, I'll just say, the regulating of the how much water gets flushed in a toilet, that the federal government has no authority and no power to do this, but they do it. And now if, the only companies that follow that, that can actually change and meet the new standards, are the big companies, then we've actually lost all of our competition in being able to buy better products. If you understand how government is monopolized and helped monopolies exist within companies because companies are protected by these regulations, it actually frees us economically in so many different ways. As you know, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless, and we'll be back with more direct content in our next episode. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.